Retuning Our Thinking by Mark Lano, Lewiston, Maine. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Years ago, I first became involved in contemporary worship at a church in Missouri. During the summer, our fellowship held a family Bible camp. We invited families from around the country to come and join us for a time of preaching, worship, praise, and prayer under the big tent. Families would camp out and have a great time for a week or two. There was even a huge swimming pool where they could cool off in the extreme Missouri heat and humidity. Typically, we're talking 95 degrees and 95% humidity. I mean, it was steam heat. Those times as part of my first worship team were an excellent adventure. In the evenings, under the tent, we would worship until we ran out of songs that we knew, hours and hours of praising God. What a powerful time. There was one major issue, though, that we encountered. We had moved an old upright piano from our nice air-conditioned fellowship hall outside under the tent into that Missouri summertime heat and humidity. If you know anything about stringed instruments, you know they are not happy with heat and humidity, and a piano is a big stringed instrument. So it was terrible trying to keep that piano in tune with the rest of us. Our poor keyboard player worked on the side as a piano tuner, and even he was having fits. It didn't take long before we gave up on that idea and instead tuned our instruments by ear to that old piano. I guarantee that every day it was different. But as a team, we needed to stay in tune with that piano for our worship to sound pleasing. We might have been a half step off from A440, but as long as we were all a half step off, it sounded good. That old upright piano was our standard. I knew, according to my guitar tuner, that I was way off. Yet to be part of that team, I couldn't tune to standard tuning. My tuner might have shown me what was right, but to be part of that team and honor the God whom I was worshiping, I had to set me aside and become part of that team. I could have been technically right, or I could have been part of the team, but I couldn't do both. In the same way, there are times when we need to set aside our rigid standards and tune in to what God is asking us to do. There may be times you don't agree with everything that happens in the worship ministry of your church, but if it's not clearly a scriptural issue, it might be time for you to retune your thinking. Perhaps the way a certain song is sung or played is not quite to your liking. It's okay. Possibly the way someone else plays his or her instrument is, stylistically, outside your normal way of thinking. That's really not a big deal. Maybe you don't like a certain song or several certain songs. If so, it might just be time to set your own feelings and inclinations aside to be in tune with the rest of the team. In all of these non-biblical issues that I mentioned, and so many others, being on the same frequency, being a team, is more important than being right. Let's pray. Dear Lord, please unify us as a team. May we put aside our pride and personal preferences and seek to tune in to your channel. Block out those other noises that may be confusing us. We want what we do to be pleasing to you and unifying to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.